Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dope Black Podcast.
Welcome to the Dope Black Dads Podcast. I am your host, Lewis Howell, and here we are again with another episode. What are we talking about today? Listen, hey, this one here, I've seen it make relationships. I've seen it break relationships. Social media. Listen, let me tell you something. Like, obviously, this is not my generation, but the generation that I see coming up at the moment, you know, behind me, but, you know, much younger as well. It's like so many things that are done on social media are apparently so indicative of how committed to your relationship you are. And it blows my mind. Like, I'm finding out that nowadays you've got young people saying, oh, if they don't post me on their Instagram or their TikTok or their Snapchat or whatever, then, you know, they can't really be serious about me. Or, you know, like, you know, who remembers the days when it was like, yeah, you need to change your status on Facebook to say no longer saying single to this. And it's like, what is going on? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, social media plays a massive part in how people view relationships. You know, you want to be careful of whose posts you're liking because it might send off this particular message. And it's created a whole new dynamic, but the truth of the matter is, it's here to stay. Social media is here to stay. Platforms might change, but the concept will always exist. Do you get what I'm saying? So therefore, we have to be conscious of how social media does affect our relationships. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's actually think about some of the good things. Let's think about some of the good things. There are so many online communities that exist and that are being created for either people who are in relationships to share the experiences that they're having, share the things that are working for them, but also for those people who may not be in relationships to be able to get some of those insights to see what are some of the things that they for want to implement when they are in a relationship, which is good, which is very good, because the truth of the matter is best practice sharing is helpful. Best practice is a weird term to use, actually, because what's to say that best practice even exists when it comes to relationships? I mean, best practice for some might not always be the same for others, but I guess that's true of anything, so we can call it that. But anyway, best practice sharing is going to be helpful. People sharing tips is always going to be helpful. You don't have to take everything. Take what you can, discard the others. However, something to consider. Comparison is the thief of joy. So, what do I mean by that? Is it always the thief of joy? No. Comparison can be very good for inspiration. Comparison can be very good for accountability. Comparison can be very good for being able to assess where you are on a particular journey. But if you are in a space where you feel you are in a position of lack, and then you introduce comparison, and that comparison is putting you in a situation where the person or people, or in this case, relationship that you are comparing to, you deem to be so much more prosperous and loving and better even than yours, that will take away your joy. So just be careful when you enter some of these communities and you follow some of these people who are sharing certain things, that people are often being quite intentional, right, about what it is that they share. So you can't always assume that what you're seeing is a true reflection of the relationship, when the truth of the matter is they might not always be sharing the worst parts. You would like to think, and I know it does exist, where in some of these online spaces, the worst parts are being shared, therefore making it exciting for yourself. But what you want to do is make sure that you don't allow that level of comparison to take away from the fact that you are also on a journey in your own relationship. You are also on a journey as it relates to you being single at the moment and might be entering one at any point. So we just have to be careful. But online communities on a whole can be extremely helpful. But there are other social media spaces, from communities to just the way people curate pages and beyond, where, you know, seeing couples share their experiences, their milestones, their challenges, and all of that, you know, even being able to see how they're strengthening their bond can be powerful. But even also, it's even more powerful when couples are willing to be vulnerable and say, you know what, we faced this challenge recently, we need some advice. The fact that they can then draw upon a collective of people to provide insight, to explore those things with. Now, I'm a big believer in, like, you don't want to bring everything into the public domain, because some people can weaponize that. And I'm not saying we should live in fear and therefore think, oh my God, let me not share anything because people are weaponizing what I'm sharing. But some people can and may weaponize what it is that you share in the public domain. But not only that, we might not want to share everything, because the truth of the matter is, by always going to that community and wanting to share, we're not always necessarily giving ourselves the isolated and separated time that we need just with our partner to be able to work through some of this stuff. And maybe go to the council, you know how they say in the multitude of council, their safety, that selected council of people, which might be selected friends, family members, etc., who can provide that safety when sharing certain things. Whereas we sometimes remove the safety if we just go into those social media spaces, right? So if in the multitude of counsel there's safety, we still have to think about the kind of counsel we're seeking. But sometimes social media can be very, very helpful counsel. Now, when people are sharing some of those milestones that they've hit in their relationships, the experiences they're having, that is great. As long as we are also aware that they are facing challenges. If they're sharing those challenges with us, even better. Because then we can help to get a more rounded view as to what's going on. But if they're not sharing those challenges, we must still assume that challenges are existing. Very few, if any, and I would probably argue none, but I can't vouch for every single relationship, but very few, if any, relationships have a situation or have experienced no challenges. Like, it's just unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to face challenges. Because people change, situations change, you know, dynamics change, especially when you start to talk about things like the introduction of children into these relationships. It creates a whole new dynamic.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Therefore, meaning we have to acknowledge that as much as it's great to see people sharing their milestones and their positive experiences, they may also be having challenges and some more negative experiences too. And that's okay. We take the rough with the smooth.
Hi, I'm Marcus Ramtahol from Dope Black Dads, and I'm here to tell you to mark your calendars, because the London Podcast Festival is back and it's bigger and better than ever before. Picture this: the stage is set, the spotlight is on, and the stars of the show are none other than the dynamic duo of podcasts, Dope Black Dads and Dope Black Mums. Yes, you heard it right. Join us on Thursday the 7th of September 2023 at 1900 hours BST at the iconic 90 York Way in London, United Kingdom, to hear from the voices that have been igniting thought-provoking discussions and sharing their unique perspectives on parenting, relationships, the Black experience, culture, and so much more. Whether you're a dedicated listener of Dope Black Dads or Dope Black Mums, or you're simply passionate about podcasts that challenge the norm and foster genuine connections, this event is tailor-made for you. Bring your energy, bring your questions, and get ready to immerse yourself in an evening of podcast magic. Tickets are limited, so don't wait too long to secure your spot. Head over to www.kingsplace.co.uk. We're counting down the days to seeing you there.
But the mutual support that we can give one another, we must not underestimate the power that holds and the strength it has when we are able to offer that mutual support to one another. I know we're talking about social media, but one of the things that I love is whenever I go out with my partner and with a couple of friends, let's say, and when I say a couple of friends, I mean, like, let's say a friend of mine or a friend of hers and their partners. And it's like, we get to just chop it up. We had this yesterday, actually. We went out with a couple of friends. We went to do an activity. We went to an escape room, followed by dinner. At the dinner, we were just talking to them and they were talking to us, and we were talking about, I mean, obviously that's how a conversation happens. I don't know why I just broke it down like that, guys. Like, yeah, we were talking to them, they were talking to us. Of course they were, that's how conversations work. But anyway, we were having a conversation about some of the things that we feel our partners have been able to add to our lives, what being in the relationship with our said partners has actually done for our experience of love, our experience of life, and all of this kind of stuff. And it was like, it was just really insightful. It was really good to hear from them, but also to be able to learn from them. And that is what the mutual support looks like. And actually, I've got a friend at the moment who's going through a very challenging time as it relates to him and his missus. And like, knowing that he's felt comfortable to come to me has been great. Now, is that me making it specific to social media? No, but it just demonstrates that these are the kinds of things we can do on an individual level. And some people who may feel they lack the kinds of people that they can do that with physically or in some of those, on some of those individual levels, at least they know there are other channels they can turn to. So digital communication can play a big part when it comes to accessing mutual support. But what challenges come with digital communication when you're talking about relationships, full stop, though? I mean, let's be real. How many people have been in a situation where your partner has sent you a text, a WhatsApp, a Facebook message, a Instagram message, a whatever, or even sent you, I don't know, a piece of media, a photo, a video, whatever, and you haven't quite responded in the way they were looking for? Because maybe you're in the middle of doing something. I'm a corporate at this. I'm in the middle of doing something. I'm not going to respond at all, if I'm being honest. I'm thinking, you sent this to me, but I'm going to see you in like 2-3 hours, isn't it, when I get back home or whenever it is. Do you get what I'm saying? And so then their perception of how you are feeling about the whole relationship changes. And you're sitting there thinking, but it was just the one particular message. But unfortunately, based on the way in which people now use social media, that's a challenge, right? Because if you don't respond with the right, let's say, set of emojis or like, you know, the right amount of punctuation in that message to demonstrate your excitement, your humor, your the fact you found something funny, or, you know, your concern even, that can cause a problem. The speed to which you're responding, like, it's mad. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I'm just a man where if my phone goes off, it could be a phone call, it could be a message, that it's not a priority. If it wasn't pre-planned, it's just not a priority. Because I've planned my day. I've got things to do. I'll get around to looking at it, listening to it, calling back, whatever. But how can it be a priority when that wasn't something I planned? But now imagine if you're with a partner who has an expectation of a certain response time. Creates a different dynamic, potential pressure. So digital communication does really play a big part in our relationships. And so we have to really be considering what boundaries, agreements, expectations are we putting in place with our partners as it relates to that digital communication when we're not together. And of course, the fact that we're using digital platforms will come with privacy and security concerns too. You know, like, you might have things that you and your partner like to share that you don't want to be in the hands or, you know, to even be seen by people from outside of the relationship space. But if we don't have necessarily the right settings, or, you know, we leave our devices in a particular place or whatever it may be, we might give access to one particular platform, application, whatever, but wasn't realizing it was linked to something else. And now suddenly someone manages to access one thing and has access to more. Now we've got an issue in terms of what gets shared. And now our privacy has been invaded. And we're not happy about it. So we have to really consider the kinds of settings we've got in place, the kind of safeguards we've got in place as it relates to our privacy and security when using these different platforms. Because the real truth is, you don't want for some of the things that you want to be kept between you and your partner to end up in the public space. And now suddenly you might be close to blaming one or the other for the fact that that's happened. But now also it creates a whole new dynamic, because some of the things you may have enjoyed about being able to do that, you're no longer doing. So we really have to consider that. And that plays a part as well when it comes to the way in which we raise our children. You know, the way in which we raise our children and their use of social media and how they engage in relationships, considering a large percentage of our children who are of that age are probably meeting potential and actual partners on social media platforms. The truth, that's where they're going to find them. That's where they're going to meet them. So we must consider all of this. And then we've got digital infidelity, which is interesting, because I guess this all comes down to what we classify as infidelity. I guess it really does. You know, what does one deem as infidelity? Is infidelity at the point of even lust? You know, so it happening at, let's say, just a thought level? Is infidelity when we start to talk about being emotionally invested? Is infidelity when we talk about the spending of time with someone else? Is infidelity when we talk about, you know, intimacy, sexual intimacy, for example? Like, at what stage are we calling it infidelity? But then when you add social media into the mix, is it infidelity because of the fact that, you know, you're sending media, you're engaging with them on digital platforms at a certain frequency and consistency, you know? You're showing a certain level of engagement with them based on what it is that they're sharing on these digital platforms. Now, this can start to be classified very easily as infidelity. But funnily enough, you may never have met the person. You actually also may never have heard that person's voice, because you've never once actually spoken to them. It's all been done through message on a given platform, the sharing of media, as I said, that kind of stuff. So the truth of the matter is, if we are not careful about the fact that there are things that may happen, that we may do, that we may engage in, that we may even allow, that doesn't align to our values, that we don't feel is acceptable as it relates to our demonstration of commitment to our partner, then we might end up in situations where infidelity, including those in digital spaces and social media spaces, becomes far too common within our relationships. And we want to prevent that, because healthy, wholesome, loving relationships where we know the commitment that our partner has for us and for one another, and preventing that infidelity is critical. We talked about a lot here, people. Social media, what a place, but just remember, it's not going away. So we need to have our safeguards. We need to have our resources, our tools, our considerations, and be prepared for navigating this absolute minefield that is social media when it comes to relationships. This has been another episode of the Dope Black Dads podcast. I've been your host, Lewis Howell, and I will catch you on another one.
Dope Black Podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.